Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your director's commentary track to all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 160, and the title is World Builder. The note reads, "With enough confidence, you can build worlds." Here's the story behind the sticky. Tchaikovsky, J.R.R. Tolkien, Salvador Dali, Gene Roddenberry, George Lucas, Lena Dunham, Stan Lee, J.K. Rowling, and a myriad of others create worlds of their own that exist within ours. Their worlds are filled with ideas and sound and color and characters that they manifested through their own sheer will, creativity, and confidence. If you possess enough confidence in yourself, you can create new worlds of your own to share with the rest of the world at large. If you are confident, your world grows exponentially. Your worlds grow exponentially. Creating your own worlds can also be helpful in building up your confidence. When you don't know how people in the real world will respond to an idea of yours, it can help to envision a similar scenario taking place in an imaginary, parallel world of your own creation. Think of it as your very own personal simulator, where you can test the rollout of your new ideas, the objections you'll encounter, and test run multiple responses before you ever have to face the situation in the real world. Once you're more comfortable in the world of your creation, once you have it populated with interesting people, places, and things, you might be ready to invite more people into it. Introduce them, show them around, and let them get invested with your characters and settings. Think of the worlds that you love. Indiana Jones, Star Trek, Game of Thrones, the Nutcracker Suite, Sherlock Holmes, and just so many more. You have heroes you love and villains you love to hate. You have exciting landscapes to explore and frightening mysteries to solve. You love to visit them as much as you can, and you share the features of this world with other fans and friends who love these worlds just as much as you. As you introduce people to your worlds, remember to let them find little pieces of your world that they can fall in love with and perhaps even claim as their own. The more people who fall in love with the world you create, the more confident you will feel in creating more worlds of your own. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free email alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a once-a-day update that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand, by me, using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note, which I publish for the world to see. Your email will also include a link to the secret audio track. It's something new I've been trying this year to record a separate audio track for each one of the sticky notes I create. It lets me dive a little deeper into the concepts and ideas and theories that I share on the 3x3 note, but don't have a whole lot of space to explain. I like to give you the story behind the sticky, just like the one you heard in today's episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story. I hope you'll stick around to hear it.